Let's turn to traffic issues. And Joe Cristiano, I'm going to bring you in on this because this is why we've asked Sean Shapiro to appear with us this morning. This is why we poached him from the Jerry Agar show. What happened?
On Sunday evening, I was walking across the street with a friend. We were in the crosswalk when a person just gunned the car and bumped into us. She didn't run us down, but she bumped into us in the crosswalk. And we jumped, reeled back, screamed, "What are you doing?" And she just had dead eyes, like, "You are in my way. Why are you still in front of my car?" And I'm like, probably let off a bunch of curse words. and then I finally said, "I'm taking a picture of your license plate." And I took a picture of her plate and filed a police report.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Well, let's find out what happens with a police report like that. And Constable Sean Shapiro, the TikTok traffic cop, joins us. Nice to have you.
Always nice to visit.
Okay, so if you received that report from Joe Cristiano, what would happen?
Well, we're going to start off by reaching out to speak to that driver. It's considered a fail to remain collision in most cases. Now, in this particular situation, there was no injury, no damage. And that's basically, as long as there's communication, there's an opportunity for the driver to make contact, say, "Hey, are you okay?" Determine what's next. It may not require a police report because everyone's checked them, each other out. But there's a responsibility of that driver to ensure that the person they hit is okay. And for the sounds of it, that didn't happen.
No, she literally, as soon as I stepped away from taking the photo of the license plate and stepped out of the way of the car, she immediately made the right turn and just took off.
Well, there's some charges that they could be eligible for. And aside from failing to exchange information and doing things like making sure you're okay, and of course leaving the scene of what may have been a collision, if they didn't even stick around to find out what the impact was, well, they weren't too concerned and they'd be on the hook for that. If someone did make contact and said, "Hey, are you okay?" And you said, yeah, "I'm fine," or, "Hey, get out of here. I got better things to do." That's different. At that point, they've made an effort. They don't have to chase you and try and give you their business card. They've made effort. So it's kind of muddy. If there's no damage and no injury, it doesn't qualify as a collision under the Highway Traffic Act. So a report doesn't need to be required, but there is an obligation to exchange information.
Okay, and without trying to forgive this individual, I have to wonder, Sean Shapiro, there's a moment of panic when you've done something that leads to some degree of catastrophe. And often people will panic and they won't make rational choices.
Yeah, really, really bad decisions can be made under stress. And we get that. We've had situations where people, instantly run away and then pull over or come back. You can make good on it. You can come back immediately. But if you just keep going, you're responsible. And there's an immediate panic that we can sort of understand. But taking off and not coming back and not checking on that person who may have been injured, not okay. You can't excuse away the behavior or the offense by saying, "Well, I panicked."
Okay, so let me ask you point blank here. How seriously would an inquiry like this be treated by Toronto Police Service?
Well, it's going to go to an officer at either a collision reporting center or a detective office to reach out and make contact. And we get lots of situations like this where people have taken off. And we do investigate those seriously. It is a serious offense to be in a collision and take off. So how long it takes to make contact, it's going to start with trying to make contact based on the information we have. And we may have a license plate and no driver description in some cases. And this one, I think Joe probably has a pretty good idea who this person is. And, from that, it may turn into a door knock and a, "Hey, how you doing?" We have to have a conversation.
Well, I learned something really interesting, though, when I went to file a police report, and maybe will make me think twice about the whole, "I'm taking a picture of your license plate," because I was told that in a panic in that kind of situation, the person could just like, "Okay, I'm getting out of here," and just hit the accelerator and take off. And I would have been standing right in front of that car with no way of getting out of the way. So I may rethink my attitude in these kind of situations.
The front plate. You know, and announcing to them it could have got them to stop and stay, could have changed the way things went, could escalate it to something else. So you have to take your personal safety into consideration at all times, where you're standing, where you are. You know, if you can memorize the plate and get off the road versus a photo. But at the end of the day, I'm glad to say or glad to hear that you're okay.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Sean, thanks a lot. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure on my end, too. Take care. We'll see you next time.
That's the TikTok traffic cop, Sean Shapiro. And the funny thing is, he appears every other week on Wednesdays with Jerry Agar. And I almost always have a new question for him. And as a matter of fact, the one that I asked last week or the week before, whatever, the last time he appeared, he was like, oh, okay, got to think about that.